Hi, friends.
Hi, friends.
We're back. It's episode 83 of The Brunch and Judge.
It's the year you were born.
Oh my God, it is. How fortuitous. I hadn't made that connection yet. Nice.
Yes. I just all of a sudden I was like, there's nothing for 83. And I was like, wait, it was the year you were born.
And what a wonderful year it was. Well, welcome. This week, Claire and I will be delving into the topic of video games, which, if you are a longtime listener, you should know we are not experts. So that'll be
Nope.
fun.
Not at
But
all.
if you're not super into video games, don't skip this episode. We've got some fun ones. We've got some fun things to talk about this week.
Yes.
But first, Claire,
Yeah.
what are you judging this week?
Okay. My job, my main job, my full-time job, it's mostly, and I hate to put genders on things for, you know, but I mean, it is mostly like manly stuff. I hate to say it, you know. It's physical, it's measuring, it's using lots of tools. Like I hate to put, stereotypically, it's a manly
Right.
job. Stereotypically.
Historically, it tends to be a male-dominated field. Let's go with that.
Yes, there we go. Like I said, I hate to put genders on any type of job, per se. But, you know, and so a lot of men customers come in. They deal with a lot of men. I mean, we do have female customers who come in too who order things. But
of
we
course.
Do have much, it seems like more males a lot of times. Anyway, these men who come in, they drive me bananas. Because it's like, I have been doing this job now. At the end of this month, at the end of September, I will have been doing this job for 17 years. Okay.
Wow.
17. Almost
Wow.
two entire decades.
Wow. I've not worked anywhere longer than like 5 years. So,
yeah. And it drives me bananas when these men come in and they try to like mansplain things to me, that I'm just like, are you kidding me right now? And one thing in particular that people mansplain to me, not just me, but to even my coworkers, but mansplain over and over and over again is how arrows work on signs.
Yeah.
And it drives me bonkers because it's like, to put arrows on a two-sided sign, you have to mirror them. So on one side, an arrow will point left, and on the other side, the arrow will point right. And it's just how it's been since, I mean, well, I made that mistake one time when I first started working, and it was just, didn't cross my mind. And it was like, made it once, and I have not made it again.
Right. Well, and like, again, this person is coming to a sign shop.
Right.
That, you know, that's your job. So the expectation
right.
is you know your job. Otherwise,
I know.
Why would they come to you?
I know. It's like, I mean, are you think we're making sandwiches up in this bitch? Like, what are you, or like, what? I don't know. Anyways. So it is. It's just, you get these guys who come in there and they're like, well, make sure that when you do the arrows on this sign, they're pointing the right direction. And I'm just like, if I could facepalm and roll my eyeballs out of my skull, I would, because it drives me bananas. It's just, I'm like, yes, yeah,
right.
I know that the arrow is going to point left on one side and right on the other. Well, but then it's like, they get into that. And they're like, no, but it needs to point me the same direction. It will be pointing the same direction if it's pointing left on one side and right on the other. And then it's just the whole thing. And then you have to like, sometimes we make it easy because sometimes we'll have signs that we have already made that are people haven't picked up yet, where you can pull it out and be like, look, this is how it is. But then sometimes we're not so lucky. So then you have to like, it's a whole thing and it drives me crazy. And I just want to,
what if
I want to choke them.
What
so
if you
hard.
Made a sign that you had up where the people come in that says, yes, we understand how to make arrows point in the right direction on both sides of the sign. Please don't ask.
I know. It's just, drives me crazy. It's just like,
I mean, I'm sorry. I have been mansplained to a few times in life, and I'm just like, well, yes, I do know how to do the most obvious things as part of my everyday job. Sure. But you go ahead and tell me about it.
Right.
You just waste my time. Go right ahead.
It's like, please, yes, explain to me how to use this measuring tape, please. Just tell me how to read it, please. Yeah. You know, stuff like that. It's like, drive me bananas. It just, I don't know, stuff like that just eats at me because it
Well, it's
happens
like,
and then it's just like, ugh.
well, and it's frustrating because it's like, one, if I had done that, if I'd made this sign and I printed it and it was incorrect, I would look at it and notice and fix it before you ever came to pick it up. So
Right.
go away. But
But then
two, you
also,
literally came here to give me money to make this thing because you know
right.
that I can do this and you know that I make signs. Now, I know it's shocking. Lots of signs
Right.
have arrows, so I've
Right.
actually come across that before, but you know. Maybe. What if next time you go, what? Oh my God, I've been working here for 17 years and I've never thought about that ever once. Not in all the hundreds of signs I've made with arrows on them.
Probably more like thousands, but whatever.
Yeah, well, fair. There.
I mean, seriously. Or another one of my favorites is people will come in and they'll want you to quote something and you'll ask them how big. Well, I don't know. What is, and this will be, what does size have to do with anything?
And you're like, you're an idiot.
Size has everything to do with it. Because I've gotten that before too. Well, why do you need to know how big it is? Are you kidding me? That's
That's the entire point. Like that's
that's
the
how you
basis
price
for
everything.
everything. Yep.
And I'm like, everything is either priced by the square foot or the linear foot. That's why we need to know size. Size has everything to do with it.
Why do you need to know size? Lord.
I know. And it's just like, listen, sir, just because you're a man, size has everything to do with it. Okay. In more ways than one, okay? You're just like, contrary to what you may believe, I mean, come on. I had a guy come in once, and I know, like, for those of you who are not watching this on YouTube, he comes in and he's like, I need 3-inch letters.
Oh
Like,
God, and you're like,
and you're like, and for those of you who can't see, it was way bigger. The
very
one he showed
obvious,
me with his
very
hands was
obviously
way bigger
like
than 3 inches. And you're like, sir, if you think that's 3 inches,
like
like
that's like
I,
eight.
like
But
you
okay.
wish that that was 3 inches.
3-inch letters.
Know.
Oh,
Oh God, it's stuff like that. You're just like, okay, okay. It's just, anyway, that was, it was just frustrating. That this week with the whole, I think it happened like twice this week with the arrows. It's like, are you kidding me right now?
it's make a sign that's like, we understand how arrows work, okay? Please stop.
Like, we do directionals for real estate people, for realtors, every single day, just about like all the time. I've done thousands of them. Thousands. Cannot even, 17 years worth of directionals for real estate people. It's like, do not at me with your arrow nonsense.
Oh, Lord. Well, that's frustrating.
It's just, it is aggravating. It's so aggravating. That's my judge. It's like men who come in and try to mansplain stuff to me, measurements. Arrows, whatever. Like, I know how
And
to do, I know how to do square footage. Thank you. I know how to.
I also get frustrated, like, it's all about tone and approach. 'Cause like you can go into a place, like I could come into to your shop and be like, I want a sign with an arrow, post both ways, and I'm being like, I'm not really sure what that means, like if it's like two separate print things that happen or whatever, so that I give you the chance to explain it to me. So
Right.
that you it's like I know that I know what I want. but I'm just testing to make sure you know what it is I'm talking about. But I'm doing it in a nice, polite way so that you feel like you have the power and the knowledge. And then we're all happy and walk away with the same knowledge, and you don't hate me. It's really not that
And a lot of
hard.
people will come in and they'll just say, I need a sign that says blah, blah, blah. I need to be two-sided and I need an arrow at the bottom. And if you say two-sided, we automatically know what that means. Not a big deal. But then it's like if they say they need it one-sided, then you're like, well, which direction do you
Do
need
you
the
want
arrow
the
in?
arrow?
Yeah, that's different, but it's two-sided. It's just like, it is, this is what it is. This is how it is. Unless it's something where it's like on one side, we need the arrow to point left, but then on the opposite side, we need the arrow to point like up, like to go straight or something. That's like a whole different ball game. But if it's just a normal directional, like turn this way,
You're over here like, this is the easiest thing. So
yes,
like, let's not mansplain.
this is not
Oh.
complicated, not complicated at all.
Well, that is an excellent judge, Claire. And a reminder to everyone to continue to not be dicks. Just don't be a dick. Be
Right.
nice.
If somebody, if you're working somewhere, just you go in, just have faith that they know what they're doing. Like,
Right.
also, we send proofs, especially if it's a directional, we send it both sides.
Yeah.
So it's like, we send proofs. It's not like we just do stuff willy-nilly, Anyway. Yeah. So just calm down, guys, please. Calm down. Don't act like you know everything, because you don't. So. Anyway. So, what are you judging this week, April?
Well, this week I have been recovering from a cold or allergies or whatever. So, pardon for all my grossness. But I have been, watching a little bit more TV than usual because not been feeling 100%.
Right.
And I was watching Murder, She Wrote on Peacock because that is my favorite sick time show.
Fair. I
And I
agree.
was seeing ads for a new show, new reality game show. I don't know, kind of like a Survivor or whatever kind of reality game show.
Right.
That the host was Alan Cummings,
Really?
as
What?
in from Masterpiece Mystery.
Yes,
And I'm like, the fuck is this? And
Right.
so like I'm watching these
Right.
advertisements and it's called The Traitors and it takes place in a Scottish castle and he's the host. I'm like, all right, I'll fuck it. I'll watch one. We'll see.
Right.
So it literally is. Claire, do you remember? I know we played it in youth group, but I can't remember what it's called. I swear it was like Mafia or something. It was like, everyone would like close their eyes and like three people would be mafia and like they would choose who to kill and then
Yeah,
like everyone else
mafia.
then everyone was trying to decide who was a member of the mafia. So like someone would get murdered so they'd be out, but then it would be like who do we need to vote out, who trying to get rid of the mafia.
Trying to, yeah,
Yeah.
because you're trying to find out who's the mafia and who's not, and yeah.
So it's that game. It's 100% that game,
Oh.
except it's called Traitors. And I shit you not. So like Alan Cummings is in his Scottish finery, like the kilt, the hat is perfect. Love him. He's perfect. And so it's there's like 20 people playing, and they are people who have been on like Big Brother or like so or like The Real Housewives. Like they're all Americans, which is hilarious to me.
So these are all like reality people that are
Almost so like half of them are like people who have been on reality TV shows previously, and half of them are not. In fact, one of the people playing is from Manchester, Kentucky. I shit you not. And I'm
Stop.
like,
Oh
what
my
the fuck
God.
is this? I'm like, no idea what's happening right now. I'm just watching going, wait, what? What? So
Like, are my drugs that strong that I'm like hallucinating? Is this?
very first episode cracks me up. So like they're all sitting, there's like 20 of them sitting around this round table. Alan Cummings is standing up and it's I swear to God, heads up 7-Up garbage. They all have blindfolds on, and he walks around like 4 or 5 times and he just taps three people on the shoulder, and those three people are traitors.
Heads up, 7-Up bullshit.
And so I'm
My
cracking
God.
up because I'm going,
This sounds
there's no
amazing.
better way to do this than like him walking around a circle. Because then like everyone pops their heads up after and they're like looking for telltale signs, like, oh, who got tapped? It's 100% heads up, 7-Up. And so there are three traitors, and at night they secretly come and meet together for, and so they see who each other is. And they pick someone to murder to get kicked out of the game. And then, like, there's weird competitions that happen in between because during the day they do a competition to try if their team succeeds, various teams or whatever, then they increase the bank because the goal is whoever is left standing gets the money. Gotta have some point to do this, I suppose. But
Right.
so, like, in one of them, there's only 2 episodes. It's apparently a brand new show. So
Oh, so it's like coming on
it's
weekly kind
like
of
coming
thing.
on weekly. And I'm here for it, not because I give a shit about any of the people playing, but because it is literally all of my childhood games wrapped up into one. But it's at a Scottish castle, and Alan Cumming is the host and is like, what the fuck?
Yes. I
So,
might
like,
have to go watch this now.
in one of them, like, 6 people are buried alive, and the others are teams, and they're having to solve clues to find them in order to dig them up in time. And if they do, then they get $5,000 added to the bank, whatever. But so they do that. Like, one person's murdered, and everyone's like, oh my God, I can't believe, because it's some guy that I don't watch reality TV, so I don't know. But
Right.
apparently, he's a person like, I can't believe it was him, and blah, blah, blah. And so, like, they go through the round. Like, at the end, they do the whole, like, vote someone out. And so, like, it's a whole thing. They vote someone out, and then they go, I shit you not, to the circle of truth, where
Oh,
they
God.
stand in the circle of truth, and they reveal whether or not they were a traitor or a, what the fuck was they called? I don't remember the other group, but, like, or, you know,
So the person they vote out
the person they vote out
goes to the
has to
circle of
goes
truth.
to the
Okay.
circle of truth, stands there. It's literally just like a white circle on the floor right next to the big circle that they're all sitting around. Like, it's the top. And they stand there and they're like, I was really, you know, I was a safe whatever. I was not a traitor, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh my God. It's so, it is the
Yes.
dumbest, most amazing thing I've ever seen. Because again, I care not at all about any of the people playing. Although Manchester guy, hilarious that he exists. I don't think he's gonna make it for very long because he almost got voted out for being a traitor, but
Yeah.
whatever. But he was like the most, like, he was like freaking out and he's like crying and he's like, I know you don't believe me, but I swear I'm not a traitor. And
Oh my
like,
gosh.
I'm dying because it is mafia. I couldn't remember it until I started talking.
Mafia,
But it
yeah.
is mafia that we played in youth group, which I guess is kind of demented. And Heads Up 7-Up. It is like this weird combination of them.
Combination.
And it's just ridiculous. But I, my, the,
That's funny.
it's, I wouldn't watch it if it wasn't Alan Cumming. I am 100% confident I never would have turned it on.
If
But
you had seen him
because
like be advertised,
it
like, oh, he's
is,
hosting this.
because I'm like, what the hell? How much money are they paying you to make you feel like you can leave from being the host of Masterpiece Mystery, by the way, which is
Right.
this prestigious, amazing thing that gives, like, I'm like elevated status, like, whoa, to be a host on this ridiculous game show, really, in which it's a bunch of idiot Americans that are competing in this random Scottish castle, and they're murdering people at night, and it's not dramatic murders, which makes me very sad. I'm like, you should, like, totally, like, ham that up just for my benefit, because that's what I'm here for.
Right.
But Lord, yes, so it's on Peacock. Definitely watch it. Right now, there are 2 episodes, and
Nice.
it's amazing. It's amazing. So That's my judge. Somehow, Masterpiece Mystery Alan Cumming is hosting Survivor childhood game style. Go
But
watch it. It's a good
the three
time. It's a
traitors
good
get
time.
together.
Yeah, so
So
they
the three traitors get
decide.
together and they decide who they're
And
going to
like,
get rid
if you
of.
remember, I remember playing Mafia in youth group, and it would be like everyone had to like close their eyes or whatever, and then like the traitors would look up and they'd like look and point or whatever and like silently agree who was going to get murdered. But I only remember, I know we played it a lot. I specifically remember once when
Nice.
I was the Mafia, I never got outed, and the Mafia won, and I'm like, ah, everything's so nice and so good, but I'm bad. So no, it speaks to myself. It's a fun show. I can't guarantee I will watch the whole season because I tend to forget about things, but an entertainingly stupid thing, and I'm here for it.
Nice.
Anyway. So on to our topic of the day. It is video games. And I think I go first, right? 83.
Yes.
Yeah, I go first. And I go first. So I am bringing to you the story of the game Polybius. No oohs, no ahs, no
I
hums.
asked Brandon about it and he was, yeah, no, because he kind of gave me and I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, so I got all of my information from Wikipedia, Portland Monthly, BBC, and Medium. So I'm going to take us back to before we were born, Claire. It is November 1981. Now, it's been about 10 years since the first arcade game made its appearance. And at this point, there are several arcade games. Nothing super big or new had come out recently, so we're kind of like at a status quo at this point. Arcades are super popular places because it's early 80s and there's nothing else to do. And so they
Facts.
are full
Facts.
of teens and lots of other people. I mean, it's a teen hangout, but you know, weird adults hang out there too. And there's lots of people at this point that are playing to like beat high scores or set high scores or to try and break records of playing a game for so many hours at a time. Like, that's what's happening at this time. In Portland, Oregon, a new game appeared in several arcades, and it was a simple black encased arcade game called Polybius. Now, it's not super unusual. Many game companies at this time would put out new games in kind of nondescript black case arcade boxes, especially in the Portland area, to use as like a testing market to test out new games, to figure out what things worked, what things didn't. So that's not unusual at all. But this particular game was kind of a rambling series of geometric patterns and colorful shapes that was a little bit different than the other games at the time. It was made by a German company called Sinnslotion. I'm not saying that right, I'm sure, but whatever. And pretty soon after it appeared, problems began happening pretty quickly. People were having some really unpleasant side effects from playing this game. Everything from like seizures to amnesia, insomnia, night terrors. There were hallucinations. Some people claimed they
Wow.
had like suicidal thoughts. And in
Dang.
a couple of stories, it sounded like a couple of people might have died as a result of playing this. I mean, you know, eh.
That's
But
what, because Brandon was like, yeah, people died playing that game. And I was like, wait, what?
But it didn't really keep people from playing. I mean, to be fair, lots of other video games at this time had similar effects. So it wasn't that unheard of that that people are having, like seizures or whatever as a result. But this game was a little different in that most of the people who played became addicted to it alarmingly quickly. People would wait in long lines in order to play this game, and sometimes fights would break out or around the game to for people trying to get into play, or it's like you're taking too long or it's not your turn, or that kind of stuff. And that really wasn't the only alarming part of this game. Two people mysteriously disappeared after playing this game. And yeah, like just they left the arcade and just were never seen again. Like it's just bizarre. This game has strange effects on people. And eventually, these games disappeared from the arcades as quickly and mysteriously as they showed up. So, like, one day they're there, and then one day they're all gone. Polybius has just disappeared. And today, you can't find the game. You can't find it anywhere. It does not exist. It's, people will search like old arcade places, ones that like sell old arcade games or whatever. People are always searching. Like they can't even find like the basic ROM files for it. And it's really bizarre. Some people even claim that when the games were taken away, that it was Men in Black who removed the games.
I know Brandon was like CIA, and I was like, what? This is wild. I was like, I'm glad April's doing this story because this sounds ridiculous.
It is insane. One of the big things, because like it's a huge thing in like true gamer land, which I'm not a part of, so like I'd never heard of this. Spencer showed me
Same. Me
a
either.
clip of like, oh, I wish I could remember the name. He's a guy who does a YouTube series on video games, and he did a very entertaining episode on Polybius. It's like the nerd something gamer, I don't quite remember, but that's how he was telling me about it. One of the big theories around this game is that the government was actually behind the creation of this game, that they were using it to study the psychoactive effects of the game in an effort to find qualified soldiers and advanced thinkers that they could recruit during Cold War times, because early 80s. There were some reports from people that the mysterious men in black who took the games away would actually come and visit while the games were in arcades to collect data, like from the games.
Whoa.
And there was already evidence at this point that video games could put people into, I mean, I'll call it more like a trance-like state. Video gamers would call it like getting into the flow, like where you're just like really into the game and you're really focused on it, because it's that ability to kind of play without being aware of the stuff around you. Like you're 100% focused on the game, like you're in the zone kind of a thing. And so that was something that already existed. So they were thinking the government is interested in that, in the sense that the government had a lot of interest in mind control and the ability to, control the populace or whatever. Because this is kind of on the at the end of the MK Project MK Ultra, which comes up a lot in TV shows and stuff today. But MK Ultra was an illegal human experimentation program that was designed and overseen by the CIA, that its intention was to try and find procedures or drugs or things that can be used in one hand to get people in interrogations to like release, give out the information, like keep, so, like if they're interrogating you, they can do these things in order to make you tell them what they want to know. But also,
Okay,
on the
yeah.
other hand, they're trying to figure out like how to brainwash people in order to get them to do what you want them to do without them realizing it. And that
Gotcha.
happened, the focus of that project was between 1953 and 1973. So like there were whispers about that around at the time, and so it seems not an illogical step that the government could potentially be trying out stuff like that on, the public. And Portland
Right.
again is, was a an area of where gaming companies would test out things, so it wouldn't be strange. It would kind of fit in already. So one of the interesting things, the name of this company that produced the game, Cineslotion, is actually, it's a German word or two words that have been put together. It comes from the word cine, which means senses, and lotion, which means, or lotion, or how you want to say it, which means to extinguish. So it kind of seems like it's a play on words to,
Oh.
get you to be senseless, to be in that trance. Like that seems to be the point of it.
Wow.
So again, it's something that no one really knows a whole lot about. You can't find it. But in 2006, a guy named Stephen Roach posted on a website called coinop.org. And in the post, he said that he was actually the man behind the company that made Polybius, and said that he and his partners
Okay.
were commissioned to create a game by a Southern American company, and that the game was intentionally made to be addictive, and that at one point, one player suffered an epileptic fit as a result of playing the game, and that made them freak out about it, and so they pulled the game off the market, and that's why it disappeared. So he claims he still has the ROM files of the game, but he's never released
Oh,
them.
okay. Interesting.
So it's like, okay, that's weird. But then the
Right.
thing that's the one of the weirdest stories around this game is from a kid who played it when he was 14. His name is Bobby Feldstein. Feldstein? Bobby Feldstein. And he says that that game appeared when he was 14 years old, at an arcade he used to go to called Coin Kingdom. And that he was playing it one afternoon and started to kind of experience those weird effects, kind of like mind-altering effects that other people had reported. And at this point, he had been playing it
Right.
for like several weeks and had been like trying to reach like the high levels. And that was after he had kind of achieved that, he
Right.
was feeling pretty nauseous. And so he quit and barely
Okay,
made it
yeah.
home before he started to pass out.
Wow.
He did pass out. He woke up a few hours later with what he said a powerful thirst. He was very dehydrated. And when he went downstairs to go get some water, he was met with three people in his room or in his kitchen who paralyzed him and abducted him.
What?
And this is, yeah, and then it gets a
Wait,
little, I know, yeah,
what?
he says that they paralyzed him, incapacitated him, whatever, they abducted him, and they took him through a series of tunnels in underground Portland. Now that sounds insane, and I understand that that sounds
Yeah.
insane, But Portland really does have underground tunnels. There's some pretty famous ones. They're called the Shanghai Tunnels, that are in the Old Town Chinatown neighborhood. There were, for whatever reason, in the land that I used to live in, a lot of businesses had underground tunnels that led like from the rivers up to businesses, because that way they're able to get product directly into whatever, and they interconnected. So like it was almost its own town and city. You can tour them today. They do exist. This is not made up. Those tunnels are real in Portland. But
Interesting.
he was found like the next day in the middle of Tillamook State Forest, which was 60 miles away. And he said that he was with another boy who was also being held captive that helped release him. But the other boy just kind of disappeared. And he actually ended up
Oh, God.
hiking out to a gas station where he called his parents to come get him. But when he told his parents the story and the cops the story, they, of course, did not believe him because it sounds insane.
Well, it does, yes.
And so he continues to this day. He actually does tours. I guess he's in still in Portland area. He still talks about this. This is a thing that he says really truly happened to him. So there's that. But
So he's doubling down.
he's
He's
doubled
like,
down. He's like,
this is
this
what
is real.
happened.
So Polybius is probably a hoax. Maybe. I'll let you decide. So it is a story that has been around for several years. People go on deep dives trying to find a true Polybius game. There have been some like finds, but it's usually something that someone else has built and created, because no one can truly explain what
Right.
Polybius was. It seems to be unexplainable. It's like a game that doesn't, it seems weird. You start playing it and you kind of get it, but you can't truly explain it to someone else if they've never played it, which is weird to me.
Right, yeah.
But if it is a hoax, then it came out of a mixture of influences that were happening in the 1980s. So in Portland, because again, gaming capital, what can I say? On the same day in 1981, two players did fall ill, one collapsing with a migraine headache after playing Tempest, and another who had severe stomach pain after playing a game called Asteroids for 28 hours, trying to break the world record.
Oh,
So
Lord.
people getting sick and collapsing or having like real health issues from gameplay
Right.
was real in this time. Also, during this time, the FBI was raiding several arcades, because even though it's video games, there were a lot of suspected use of using machines for gambling. And so it did happen that
Okay.
government agents were in arcades and were like watching and doing things. So there might have been like men in black looking at games and trying to figure out what's going on and raiding and that kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
Interestingly, it seems this story influenced the plot of a film called The Last Starfighter, in which a teenager is recruited by aliens who monitor him playing a covertly developed arcade game to determine that he is good to be a starfighter. I was like, oh, you can play
I
this
was
game,
like,
then
I
you must be
like that
a
movie.
starfighter. You've seen
That's
it.
a good movie.
Good.
Yes, my mom loves that movie. I remember like it came on and she was like, "Oh my God, The Last Starfighter." And it was, I mean, yeah. I like it. It's
It may have been the result of the urban legend of Polybius or the real story of Polybius. I mean, it depends on who you
okay.
talk to, quite honestly, because it's a very small group of people
Yeah.
who would have experienced Polybius in reality. So, I mean, it's just
Right.
Portland, it's just gamers, it's just certain arcades, and it's just certain people who happened to be there when these games were there.
Gotcha.
Internet writer Patrick Kellogg. I don't know what the hell that has to do with anything, but I just want to give him props because he's the one that said it. He thinks that players remember, think that they remember Polybius, are actually thinking of another video game called Cube Quest because it was released in
Okay.
83 and had kind of visuals that seemed like it might fit in with how Polybius is described, but
Right.
that the game had a lot of issues and broke down and got removed from arcades very quickly, so it wasn't there for very long. So he's thinking maybe they're just misremembering, and they think maybe that was
Okay.
Polybius. But the
Gotcha.
reality is that there are still a lot of diehard people out there who are like, no, this is, it's not just an urban legend. There's truth here. I mean, like, some of it is urban legend, but like, it's that kernel of truth of the people who are like, no, I played this game. I remember this game. It existed and then it was gone. You know, how do you really combat against that?
Right.
But Polybius has found its way even into current culture. It shows up in episodes of things like it was in an episode of The Goldbergs. There's an episode of The Simpsons where Bart is playing
Okay,
at an
yeah.
arcade and he's playing some random game, and like the arcade game right next to him is Polybius, and you're like, what?
Okay.
It also shows up in Loki, so be sure to go check that out because that makes perfect sense that Loki would have Polybius.
Nice.
Now, I mean, if it is true, because I mean, no one believed that the CIA was really doing MK Ultra garbage or whatever. Like, no one really
Right.
truly believed any of that until it all came out that, in fact, they were doing that kind of stuff. And you're like, oh, well, actually,
What? Yes.
turns out they really do all these horrible
Right.
things. And I mean, we live in a time now where like UFOs are now real, and we just are like, yeah, it happens. There's aliens, no big deal. Everybody knows now.
Right.
So it could be that like Polybius is being held in the same warehouse as like the Ark of the Covenant from Indiana Jones. Like, what do I know? And in a few
Right.
years, the files about it get declassified, and it all comes out that it turns out no, there really was a game, Polybius, and it really was used for this. And you know, the fact that you thought it wasn't real, it was just fake and urban legend, just proves how good we are at hiding shit. And turns out it's real. So
Right.
I'm not gonna say not real and a total hoax. I'm gonna go with questionable. But
Right.
that is the story of Polybius, the game that may or may not have existed and may or may not be government mind control. We don't know. We'll never know.
We don't know. The 80s, the wild time.
A very wild time. But there you go. I will
Yes.
say, Polybius is named after a philosopher who wrote about the Roman Empire, I think like the rise of the Roman Empire, and was known for his belief in having first-hand accounts as authentic things and not second, third-hand, which I find an interesting name to name a game that most people don't know if it exists or not.
Right. That is interesting.
But there
Something
you
to think
have it.
about.
Polybius. Is it real, Claire? What do you think?
That's an I don't know. I had never heard of it until you said something.
Well, what
And then I
did
told Brandon, I said,
Brandon
yeah,
tell
April's doing this
you?
story.
Did he tell you it like it's real, or did he tell you it like it's a hoax? Like, what's his take?
He told it to me like it was a thing.
Yeah.
Like it was like it legit happened. Like he was like, oh yeah, it was these video games. And he was like, people died playing them. Like that was how he said it. And then it was like,
Well,
but
and
did
people truly
it?
did die playing video games because it triggered. I mean, it's not that the video
Yes.
game killed them, it triggered
Right.
something that killed them, you know, kind of a thing. So like
Right.
it's not unheard of. In the 80s, no one really cared whether or not you were going to have a seizure from the blinking lights. So
Exactly. Yes, like the epilepsy or, you know, something else. Yeah.
But
No, I get it.
I don't know.
No, but he said it to me like it was a thing, like it happened, and he goes, yeah, and the big thing was it was like, oh, was it the CIA? Because they were, you know, expand. I'm like, this is wild. Like, what?
It is wild. And like, it's one of those things where like conspiracy theorist to me is going, well, everyone's trying to make it not real by being like, well, all this other stuff was happening. It's like, well, but just because similar things were also happening doesn't mean this didn't happen, that this game
Right.
didn't exist. So I
Right.
don't know. But the fact that you can't find it is fascinating. I love it. Love it.
Yeah.
Spooky,
That
spooky.
to me is like, what? I know.
All right.
Well,
Well,
thanks for that. That's a good story.
thank you. I spent a long time on it, I won't lie. All right, Claire, what have you
All
brought to
right.
us
Well,
for your lovely video game story?
I'm going to be talking about video game controversies.
Ooh.
Mostly like video games being called out or banned for violence or sexual acts or whatever, you know, because that, you know, that's a thing.
Yep. Boy, is it.
I got my sources from Wikipedia, NCAC.org, which stands for National Coalition Against Censorship, gamehistory.org, and Screen Rant.
Nice. Okay.
Yes. So, as we all know, video games get a bad rap. You know, and even since the beginning, like long before Grand Theft Auto, you know, there have been debates on social effects video games have on individual players and society as a whole. And, you know, then those arguments lead to these companies are producing a product that should be protected under freedom of speech, that it's the creator's use as an expressive medium. And the opposite side is like, video games are harmful and should be subject to legislative oversight and restrictions and, you know, all kinds of,
Legislative oversight.
yeah, bullshit. So all these debates led to many scientific studies and academic research examining links between addiction, aggression, violence, social development, sexual morality, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, that being said, the first game to cause controversy, like legit controversy, was in 1976. It
Okay.
was called Death Race.
Death Race. Was it because it was called Death Race? Were they offended by the
No, not.
name?
So it was an arcade game, similar to, like, you know, in those big boxy things. Yeah.
So
But
Polybius, got it.
yes, like Polybius. The company was named Exidy that put it out. Originally had the game named Destruction Derby or Demolition Derby. And it was just like this thing where you were like trying to run over shit and destroy
Sure.
junk. But the distribution company, it was called Chicago, folded. And so then the deal fell through. So Exidy went back and changed the name of the game to Death Race and changed some of the graphics. And then they had a new game called Death Race. So they changed some of the stuff that you run over to Gremlins. And so Gremlins.
Gremlins.
But yeah. And so the point of the game was to run over Gremlins with your car. And you got points. And so when you hit one, the gremlin would make a scream or a squeal.
Oh no.
Yeah. And then a headstone would appear where they were.
Okay. I'm here for that.
So the complaint was that they said that the gremlins, because it was like an aerial view of the street and you're driving your car, and that the gremlins looked too similar to humans. And so it was like the players were killing humans with their vehicles. And then there was like a rumor that went around that the, and there was, I think it was just a rumor. I don't think this ever was a thing, but there was a rumor that went around that the like working name for the video game was Pedestrian.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. That's fair. I
I
mean,
mean,
that I feel like that's real, that maybe they, I mean, and amongst themselves, like, pedestrian.
right. So the game got released, and I mean, it was like fair as far as like, whatever. But then it was like it drew attention from 60 Minutes, and then an Associated Press reporter named Wendy Walker wrote an article that pointed out the game's content in negative light. And after the article, many news outlets picked up on that and they started reporting on it. And it was all negative, negative, negative. But it led to like a jump in sales despite so much negative press. So, I mean, and then it was
All
like a
press is
year.
good press, apparently.
Yeah. And then like a year later, it all fizzled out. But still, it was one of those things where it was like, oh, this game is too violent because it's like you're running over people with your car and then a headstone appears, like a tombstone appears in the middle of the road.
I'm kind of here for that. This sounds like, especially in like the old arcade pixelated garbage style,
Right,
that
yeah.
sounds amazing.
There was nothing about this that looked realistic. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is like, in like your 8-bit looking garbage. This is not. Okay, so next one, 1983.
Woohoo, it's
This
my
one is,
birth year.
y'all,
83, 83.
strap in for this one. Trigger warnings abound.
Oh God.
This one is called Custer's Revenge. It's so bad. If you don't want to listen to this, go just Google it. It's terrible. It's so bad. It has been dubbed the worst video game ever. I know.
Wow,
Yeah, I
that's
know you were
major.
talking about E.T. and
E.T.
then I know you were talking.
They
No, but this.
literally buried all of the games. It was so
Yeah.
bad, but yeah.
Apparently, this has like been dubbed the worst video game ever. It was for the Atari. You, the player, plays as a naked General George Custer who has an erection.
A very long one.
And
I
your
looked up the
goal
video.
is to dodge enemy arrows as you make your way across the field or whatever, across the desert
The
to a
desert.
naked Native American woman whose name is Revenge, who's tied to a pole. And then once you make it to her, if you dodge the arrows and you make it to her, then you have sex with her while she's tied to this pole. So basically, you're raping her. Again, it's like in this like really
I
super pixelated. There's nothing realistic
mean,
looking
I'm
about it,
absolutely
but it's
throwing up
still
a
just
picture of this because there
awful.
it is. You have to look at it really hard in order to see what they're going for. Definitely gonna put up like a screenshot of this game because it's
Yes.
so, I mean, like you can't see anything. It's such just pixels and like his dick is longer than he is tall, but it's all like one pixel, so like it's a very thin dick.
And the
And
woman is so incredibly like disproportioned.
like her boobs are bigger than her head, like each boob is bigger than her head.
It's
And
just so ridiculous.
you have to look at it knowing what it is you're seeing. Because Spence, when I you Claire sent me a text and was like,
Because I
"You gotta
was
go
like,
see this
go look
video." And I'm
this
like,
up because I want you to know what I'm talking about when I
and
start talking
so
about
I
this.
look over at Spencer and I'm like, "Have you ever heard of Custer's Revenge?" He's like, "Yes." He's like, it's terrible. He was like, it's absolutely terrible. But yes, I know what you're talking about. And so I look it up and he's
To
like,
Brandon, I said, I was like, told Brandon, I said, yeah, I'm looking up about Custer's Revenge, and he goes, oh God, that's the worst game ever. Like all these laughing faces, and I'm like, how have we missed
it's
this?
what Spencer's like, it's like one of the first porno games that ever existed. There are several porno games now, by the way. You can
Oh,
see like all the
absolutely.
porno games that and they look like real people now because,
Right.
technology advanced. But this is, it's terrible on every level, this game. Because
Right.
the fact that it's a guy going and basically raping a woman is horrific no matter what. But that
Right.
they put it in, like, it's Custer taking revenge over the stand,
It's like
and it's like arrows are coming down. It was, because I watched someone play it and he kept, like, the arrows kept hitting him, and it's like, oh my God. It's like,
but
why is everybody naked? Like, what is even
like I
happening?
know, yeah, but it's like you
It's so
laugh at it, not the
stupid.
content, like not the
No.
content. You
No,
laugh at it
Claire.
because The music is so bad.
it's
Like, because it's that awful Atari type doot, 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 doot
but it's
music.
also like trying to be offensive Native American music at the same time. Like
Yes. And you're
it's
like,
everything
what
about it is
is this?
offensive in a way that you can't help but laugh because it is so offensive that it's
Yes. You're just like, what is
ridiculous.
this? But anyway, so after, yeah, all that awfulness, it's like, what is this?
Oh
Anyway,
my
the
God.
overtly racist
Terrible.
themes and the sexist themes were purposefully chosen to
Yes, absolutely.
maximize, yes, to maximize outrage and to generate free publicity because, you know, any publicity is good publicity, apparently. So,
Apparently.
they labeled it not for sale to minors. Apparently it was $49.95, which in
Oh,
2000,
God.
yeah, in 2002 equals $151.
Can you imagine? Because it's terrible. Like, I mean, regardless of the content, the game itself is stupid.
Like, why
So,
would
why
you?
would you pay that much money to do it?
Right, yes. And they said to say that if kids happen to walk in on you while you were playing it and ask questions, just tell them that Custer and the Maiden were just dancing. And I'm like, say what
No.
now? It's like, but anyway, so they previewed the game to, because they're, and like I said, they said this was probably a publicity stunt, the Native American and women's groups on, like, that was like previewed the game. And I'm like, but why? They're not going to be the ones playing this game.
Just for the outrage.
Yeah, obviously many groups protested the game, like the
It's
National
terrible.
Organization of Women, Tulsa Native American Coalition, Native American Political Action Committee, United National Indian Youth, Oklahoma Human Rights Committee, NAACP, Urban League, YWCA, just to name a few. There
Basically,
were many.
everyone was like, this is bad. This is super
Yes.
bad. Which makes me
Yes.
feel better because I'm like, early 80s, I don't know that I would be convinced they would have enough people to say this is terrible. But God,
Right.
it's really
And
terrible. It's so
so the,
terrible.
yeah, the company that put it out, American Multiple Industries president, his name was Stuart Keston, he said, there is a sexual act, but it's not rape. It never has been. And I'm
He's
just like,
tied. People are shooting arrows at the, I feel like it,
right.
whatever, whatever.
So I was just saying that it said that Custer was seducing the maiden and that she was a willing participant in the whole thing. And I'm just like, no, again, she's tied to a fucking pole.
How do you seduce someone? Like, okay, whatever.
But yeah.
Sure, whatever.
Eventually the game was withdrawn from circulation. Because it was just too much for people to handle. So, yeah. That
Wow. Wow. Okay.
one, I went, I'm like looking it up and I'm looking at screenshots and I went to YouTube and I just watched and I'm like, what is this? This is awful. I'm just like, and the cover of the game is terrible. Like, it's just everything about this game is just like,
It's bad.
yeah. It was so bad. And I think it's funny that Spencer knew what it was. Brandon knew what it
Yes.
was. And I'm just like, is this like, I never heard of this. I know nothing when it comes to, obviously, we know
No.
nothing when it comes to video games. So, but anyway. So the next one, 1993, was a game called Night Trap. And it was a Sega CD game.
Ooh.
And it used full motion video for the story. So it was something where it was like actual like video and you would click through the story and had video gameplay. And you point of it was you had to monitor surveillance cameras in this house and set traps for anyone who was trying to hurt house guests who were in the scenario.
Okay.
And from the best I could understand, it was the plot seemed a little complicated. Some girls went missing from this house. There's a family that lives in this house. And then so this like kind of SWAT team, it wasn't SWAT, but it was like a SWAT team is going in to like, 'cause the family won't let you in. And It's like a mother, father, their two kids, and then like a cousin or something.
Okay.
Won't let you in to like investigate. So the SWAT team is like doing some kind of covert op mission. They've got an agent who's posing with these other teenage girls who are going back to the house. Turns
Okay.
out the family's vampires.
Of course. Reasonable.
So there are vampires involved anyway, but you're like watching. And so you know that the one chick is an agent. And so you're trying to help her and she's helping you and you know this whole thing. Anyway. So apparently it was bloody because vampires,
Vampires.
you know, it promoted gratuitous violence and sexual aggression against women because vampires.
His
And
vampires.
so this one actually was involved in a 1993 Senate committee hearing meeting.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yes. And because of that, Toys R Us and KB Toys pulled the game. And then Sega stopped promoting and producing the game in January of 1994
Huh.
because it was involved in this Senate hearing thing. You're just like, oh, God. But apparently you can still, it wasn't so bad as Custer's Revenge. You can
Right.
still, you can go on now and like find it like on Steam or something like that, you know, play something like that. Same year, 93. Well, it came out in 92, but Mortal Kombat
Ah,
came
okay.
out. Arcade game. Known for its violent finishing moves or fatalities, you know, finish him, you know. Like, this is probably one of the first ones that I really remember, like,
Right.
causing a big stink as a kid, you know, like, because I remember Mortal Kombat. It was in there with Street Fighter at Pizza
Right.
Hut, you know, at the Pizza Hut. So, but Mortal Kombat was also mentioned in that same Senate hearing as Night Trap
Okay.
for the same like violence thing. So, and I'm just like, you know, just like calm down.
Like, have you seen movies? Like, I don't even understand.
Well, and there was a thing that I read like later on, I can't remember which video game I was reading about, but anyway, talking about how it may have been, I think it was Phantasmagoria. I'll get to that in a minute. But they were talking about how they think that people are harsher on video games than the rest of entertainment because people feel like video games were specifically marketed towards children, even though they're not really. You know, I mean, plenty of adults play video games, but it's just there's this stigma that children are going to play these video games.
Right. No, okay. I mean, I get it, but also movies
Right.
are mark I
Right.
mean like the horror movies, yeah, adults watch horror movies. We've been watching all of the ridiculous Paranormal Activity ones. They're just randomly on
Oh,
a channel
God.
on our TV, so we're like,
Nice.
whatever. But I watched way more scary movies as like a kid tween than I ever did as an adult. So
Same. Same.
you go ahead and keep talking.
Right.
But
But
okay.
anyway, so the Senate hearing that was going on in 93 ultimately led to the Entertainment Software Rating Board, the ESRB, where they rate video games. So
Which
that's like, you
fair.
know, where you get the ratings for
E for
movies.
everyone and blah blah
Yeah,
blah. Yeah.
So that's where the ratings for video games started was 93.
I mean, it's fair. It
Not, well, actually, it probably
reasonable.
started it, the Senate hearing happened in 93, but it started in 94. It's voluntary to submit a video. You don't have to submit a video game to the ESRB to be rated. However, nearly all video games are submitted, even though it's voluntary, because the majority of retail stores and outlets prohibit the sales of
Of
unrated
non,
video
yeah.
games, and major console manufacturers won't license games if they don't have an ESRB rating.
Right.
So even
So,
though it's
like, you don't have
voluntary,
to, but you really should.
right? Yeah, because it's like if you don't, your
Then
game's
you're
probably not gonna.
limiting yourself, yeah.
Yeah, your game's not gonna sell. So anyway, that's what happened because of the hearing with Night Trap and Mortal Kombat. So
Okay.
they led to video games getting ratings because the violence and the sexual aspect of it was just like too much.
Right. Fair.
So 1995 was a game called Phantasmagoria, which was kind of the same format as Night Trap with the real live action video stuff going on, and you click through and they'd ask you questions, and it was like one of those kind of games. And it was for Windows, it was a PC game. Basically, it was some kind of woman. She's an author. She and her husband, don't know if they bought a house or rented a house from a guy who was into black magic, and he winds up being demon possessed, and he lets loose a demon, whatever.
Oops.
Anyway, yeah, weird things happen. Somewhere in there, she winds up letting the demon loose. Anyway, the demon possesses her husband. So within this game, it's violent, it's bloody. The demon possessed husband rapes her.
Okay.
And so that was like a big thing.
Right.
And it was like, oh, we can't have that. So CompUSA was the largest discount computer retailer, refused to sell this game.
Okay.
And they just said, they were like, well, sometimes we sell games, sometimes we don't, and we're just choosing not to sell
We're
this one.
choosing not
And
to sell this one. Okay.
they didn't, it was, that was their reasoning. It's like, we're just choosing not to sell this one. It was not like because of this specifically,
Right.
but because of that, I guess the demon possessed husband raping his wife.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah,
It's a reasonable thing
that
to
was
be
like a
like,
big,
no,
like,
too much for 95.
that was a hard pass. Yeah, so the game wound up being banned in some US outlets,
Oh,
which I
okay.
think, again, now you can still go on it. I mean, apparently it's mild compared to shit now.
Oh, I'm
But,
100% confident of that, so.
oh yeah. But you can like go on and buy it. So, I mean, it's not, again, not like Kester's Revenge or
Right,
ET where
right.
they put it in a landfill somewhere, you know? Okay, 1997 was the first video game lawsuit.
Ooh, okay.
Jack Thompson was an anti-video game activist and attorney, and he filed the lawsuit on behalf of three families who lost children in the Heath High School shooting, which,
Oh.
if you remember, that was the one that happened in Paducah, Kentucky.
Mm
And the shooter, Michael Carneal, he was 14. They found out in the investigation that he regularly played games such as Doom, Castle Wolfenstein, Redneck Rampage, and Resident Evil. He frequently visited porn sites, and he had a copy of the movie Basketball Diaries that he apparently watched a lot. And in that movie, it shows a kid who fantasizes about shooting a teacher and classmates. And so he filed it, and he against the video game company, the movie thing, the distribution of the movie, and the internet websites,
Wow.
because it was negligent in distributing material to a minor.
Okay.
Because they were trying to say that like all three of these things led to him doing what he did. And that it desensitized him and made him more prone to violence. It wound up being dismissed because it failed to present a legally recognizable claim.
Right.
I mean, it's hard to prove that kind of thing,
Well,
that
'cause
this is what.
ultimately, it's like most people can do all of those things and nothing bad happens. So it's like a
Right,
reasonable person is
exactly.
not gonna,
Right.
whatever. Okay.
1998, Grand Theft Auto came out.
Yep.
And
And
that
everybody freaked the
was,
shit out, I remember.
yes,
100% remember.
because I was in high school, like late middle school, early high school at that point. And, because it had, your mission was to like drive around prostitutes and you had to like evade cops and you're running drugs and porn and kill people and, all that jazz. And now in 2001, after 9/11, they postponed GTA 3
Right.
because a lot of it happened in New York, and so they like the gameplay happened in New York, so they were altering content
Right.
to make it look, I guess, less like New York, or because of
Yeah.
because
It was, yeah.
shit was real.
Yeah.
It was like 1999 was when Columbine happened, and that was like an, brought on another resurgence of.
Video games cause things like they
Yes,
don't, but okay.
because the two kids were big into violent video games like Doom. And so they wanted to blame that for
I mean,
the tragedy that happened is because these two kids played Doom.
and I'm like, so like I get what they think they're saying, but it's so frustrating to me. It's like there were issues within these kids,
Right.
and because of their issues, they really enjoyed those games. Like that's all. Like and it's not like
Right.
lots of people can't enjoy those games. I'm not into any of these, but I'm like it's not correlation is not causation. Please stop. Most
Right.
people play lots of violent video games and are really good, nice people.
Like they're not, yeah. So a lot of families, several families in Columbine, who children died, filed federal lawsuits, and it was upwards of like 25 entertainment companies for allegedly causing the deaths of their children. Suit was dismissed in 2002, and it's just like, I mean, it's hard, like I said, again, it's hard to prove that. But in 2001, the Surgeon General came out and said that David Satcher, who was led the study, said that there was little correlation between the violent video games and children being violent, and that the strongest risk factors for school shootings, children who would go and shoot up schools, was their kids' own mental stability and the quality of home life, not their media exposure. So it's like, come on. And then like in 2003, another a law professor came out and said that his name was Kevin Saunders. He argued that video games cause violence and violence should be included with obscenity in a category of unprotected speech. And I'm just like, what?
Okay.
Like, come on. I mean, you get into you that's a slippery slope, I feel
Yeah.
like.
Well,
That
and
is a slippery slope.
again, for me, it's I don't have kids. I don't want kids. That's just not, but if I had kids, it is my responsibility as a parent to be aware of what they're doing and what they're playing and what is acceptable for our particular family and what is not. So, like, go away. So,
Yeah.
it's like I should determine that, hey, 14 is not an age appropriate, is not the age in which some of these games are appropriate to play. I understand you want to play them when you're a little bit older. Absolutely. For now, not right now. Like, that's fine. You can do that.
Yeah.
But you don't get to, like, oh God, I'm so tired of this. I hate when people are like, I want your kids to do what, I decide is right.
Right, right.
Stay away from my children.
Absolutely.
My non-existent children. Stay away
You're
from them.
non-existent
My
children.
non-existent children. Ugh. Okay.
And then, like in 2004, a psychologist named Guy Cumberbatch, he comes out and he's like, "Yeah, no. There's no." Another one comes out. There's no correlation
No.
between the video games
Well,
and people becoming violent.
I mean, I have spent my entire life reading murder mysteries. Some are really dark and twisty. I like to watch really dark, twisty
Same.
crime shows. I go through periods of obsession with true crime and like obsessed, love, really super into it. I often say if someone doesn't die in a book and I don't spend the rest of the book trying to solve it, it's not worth it to me. And yet I've never murdered anybody.
Right. And there have been,
Crazy.
and since then, there have been many, like, video game laws that have come out, since then about, certain video games are unlawful or, like because of the violence or whatever. And all these laws keep getting struck down. So it is, I mean, all like again, all this stuff falls under like free speech, which I am for. You know, I'm not one of these who's out here like. And what I think is funny is it's like you have like law professors and the law people who are like, oh, these video games do it. But it's like, no, you have these people who are actually like in psychology and that
Yeah,
kind
and
of
they're
thing.
going,
And they're the ones who are saying,
no.
no, they don't.
It nothing like I mean it's like they may be more obsessed with this game as a result of things, but that's about as close as we're ever going to get. It's not really
Right. So anyway, those are my
it.
video game controversies.
That's amazing. I was
But
telling
yeah.
Spencer about it. What you were going to cover, and he was like, oh, there's so many.
Well,
And I was
I
like,
mean, yeah, because Brandon was like, look up this and look up that. And I'm like, no, I'm sticking to like this particular, like just so far, because I know there's like a whole bunch. You know, because even like Sandy Hook, the shooting that happened in Sandy Hook, you know,
Which
that
I now live bizarrely close to. Weird.
ooh, that is weird, but even that, you know, brought up more again. You know, anytime there's a mass shooting, those always bring up, they always look at that. Was this person into violent video games? Was this person, you know, that's always one of the first things they look at.
Spencer was telling me about, I think it was Call of Duty, one of the many. There are many, many. One of the many Call of Duty games. There is a point at which you are, I guess, like a mole. You're part, like you've infiltrated a terrorist group, and this
Okay.
terrorist group goes, you're with them, and you go to an airport, and essentially it's a mass shooting of innocent people, and you're killing them like that because you're a mole, like you can't not participate,
Right.
whatever. And he's like, and it's horrific, and it's awful, and it's just these innocent people, and he's like, and then you get to like the very end. Like you get through and you get to the van to leave after this horrific mass shooting, and they look at you and they're like, "We've known who you were this whole time," and then they kill you. And
What?
after you have participated in this horrific event, and then because you are, I think it comes out who you were as an, I guess you're an American playing, I suppose. And that ends up causing World War III. And it's, he's like, and then there's like another scene where it's like a nuclear bomb goes off and like you live for a couple of minutes. Like you are intentionally dying. You're like, that sounds awful. Like he's like, and it's awful and it's horrible, but it's also like, this is the horrors that are real out there. Like war isn't fun,
Right.
you know, just run and shoot all the bad people. But it's like there are bad, and I'm like,
Right.
wow, I don't really know how to process that. Like I'm having a visceral reaction of I can't believe they put that in a game, to also being like, maybe
Right.
it's bizarrely good to see that perspective because it's so horrific. Like
Right.
your reaction is gonna be horror. You're
Yes.
horrified at playing this. I'm like, oh, okay. So, ugh.
Right, yeah.
I'm gonna stick with my cats and soup game. It's safe.
Cats and soup.
Yep, my cats, they make soup, they make juice, and they make stir fry. That's it. I feed them fish every day.
Nice.
Pretty chill.
Excellent.
God,
But
but
anyway,
no, that's
so those are
horrifying,
some of
Claire.
my video game controversies and how things have gone down with violent video games.
I mean,
Since the dawn of time.
what's interesting is that like my reactions to the games shifted greatly as we went on. So like the first ones
Same.
I was like, "Oh my God, this is so stupid." And then like,
Same.
"Ah,
Yeah.
I mean, it's horrific and offensive and bad, but it's like, oh my God, I can't." And then it's like, "I can't believe it did this."
Right. Yes.
So,
You're like, why would you do that? Yes. But anyway. So that's my, well, because it's like back then it was like nothing bad was happening.
Yeah.
They're saying these things, and you're just like, but what is it? And then you're like, this is so dumb. You know, but then it's like, then you finally get up and you're like, oh, people are like filing lawsuits because they've had children die because they think their children died because somebody played this violent video game and
Which
killed their child.
is far more like it's frustrating because yes, these things keep happening, but instead of dealing with the real issue of children shouldn't have access to firearms and
Right.
people shouldn't be able to access these mass capacity warfare equipment, really.
Yes.
It's we shouldn't have video games when
Right.
I'm like, I don't understand. Like, obviously, if everyone who played a video game suddenly became a mass shooter, fine, I can see that, sure, but
Right. Well,
it's
like
not.
my coworker Drew, she's all excited because she's been playing Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I know I've been watching someone else play it.
And I'm just
Boy.
like, she's not gonna go
Boy.
out and become fucking Leatherface.
No.
You know, she's been playing it for, you know, like this is not what happens, you know.
No.
You know, and like you said, you know, I like you. I read murder mysteries. I watch Dateline. All the fucking time. I've seen all of the original like seasons of CS, the original CSI, you know.
Criminal
Like I'm,
Minds.
yes, I've seen all of Criminal Minds,
I'm
you know.
obsessed with Hannibal. I don't particularly want to become a cannibal, thank you.
Right. Yes. I mean, yeah, I saw all of Hannibal. I mean, some of that shit's horrifying. Like I would never, you know, it's just because you really enjoy something and you like reading it and consuming it and want to watch it and you know that kind of thing doesn't mean you're going to turn into that,
No. It's not
you
how
know.
things work.
No, and I do agree with that
And
one. Like the one is like it really depends on the person's mental stability and their home life, like how they were raised and how, you know, are their parents present, are their parents active in their life, you know, how. You know, and also it's like being bullied in that kind of thing, you know, all of that. Like, I feel like there are so many factors. Like, you can't just say, oh, this person fucking played video games. That's why they did this. And it's like, no, there are so many other factors to this,
Yeah.
you know.
I mean, there were.
Says the person who does not have a psychology degree.
Well, I mean, I don't either. I took a lot of psychology classes, though, because I find it fascinating. But ultimately, it feels like your entire personhood and what you may or may not do is almost entirely created in your very early childhood. And like, again, maybe the real thing here is we need to make sure that all of these kids are reading books about different kinds of people from a very early age so that they can learn empathy, because that's one of the best ways to learn empathy is reading. So bring back books, more books, more books.
Right. All
Ah,
the books.
that was
Anyway,
excellent, Claire. Thank you so much for that.
you're welcome.
Also, I may just have to throw up one more picture right here of Custer's Revenge. Okay. Because I can't get over the stupid long pixelated single pixel dick.
Just
It's just ridiculous in a way. It's ridiculous.
you can like circle it for him.
Yes.
It's like,
So
what are
stupid.
you doing?
Ah, God. Okay. All right. I guess it means it's time for this week's sweary affirmation. Feels like a good
Yes.
time for it. Are you ready?
Yes.
You are perfect in your own fucked up way. Embrace all of you.
Well, that's very apropos for what we were just talking about.
There you go. You can
Yes.
enjoy whatever you want to enjoy. As long as you don't hurt other people. That's all.
Right.
All right.
Excellent.
It must be time for tarot time with April. Spooky, spooky. Do-do-do-do. When I was a little girl, and oh, obviously, Claire, tell me when to stop. When
Yes.
I was a little girl taking piano lessons, I had this little red piano book. And one of the first songs that I learned to play with two hands was absolutely probably offensive now, but it was called From a Wigwam, and it was
Oh God, yeah.
just a little tune. It was like da na 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 na
Oh my
na na na
gosh.
na 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 na
Probably the same music that's in Kester's
na
Revenge.
na
Stop.
na 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 na. And it's, I swear, when I saw that video, it reminded me of that song that I couldn't have sung for you, except that it reminded me. But I remember
Yep.
being very, very proud when I finally could
Because
play
you could play
with
it with
it.
two hands.
Yeah, I was like, woo, I did it.
Well, they probably need to rename it. And
It probably, I'm sure it has been renamed. Oh dear.
uh-oh.
We're starting this week off with the Two of Swords,
Not
which I'm
that
pretty sure
one.
is bad, bad, bad.
Yeah.
Our middle week is the Eight of Pentacles. And we will end our week with the Queen of Cups. And that's always good because queens are great.
Yes.
So, at least there's that.
Yeah.
Woo!
Although the two was like, could be getting rid of something that's bad. Some wasn't
I
it
can't
like.
remember. Some of these cards, we had them so frequently that I hold on to them, but this one we've not had in a bit. And they just don't.
It's been a minute.
Oh, no, actually, this one's fine. This is the one where you're alone. This is the alone card.
The alone card,
The
okay.
alone card. And it's like, maybe you're lonely. And you're like, okay. Hold on. God, help me. I'll be so happy to not be like this anymore. But let's see. The Two of Swords is the shut the hell up so I can hear myself think card, and it is about being alone in order to figure things out for herself. So it's actually totally fine. It's
Okay,
just
cool.
taking some alone time, figuring out
Okay, so that one's not
your
bad.
stuff. It's not bad at all. So it's fine. This is fine. It's about some self-care, some alone time, deciding what's best for you. That's fine. I like alone time. I'm an introvert that way. Do 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 do. Eight of Pentacles. The Eight of Pentacles comes up a lot in people who have started a new job or college or training program, so that's cool. It also comes up for artists. That's fun. Let's see. It's about finally finding your path and working your tail off to succeed at it. So we're going to take some alone time and we're going to make that decision where we finally find our path. Isn't that great?
Yes.
And then we're going to work our asses off it. And then the Queen of Cups is going to, let's see. She is deep and calm and empathetic and kind. And let's see. She is a soothing balm to all who need her assistance.
Nice.
So there we go. We will take some alone time. We will find our life path. We will work hard towards it, and we will feel soothed and calm because we are confident in our decisions. How about that?
Right.
That
There we
sounds
go.
great.
That's not a
That's
bad week.
how I see it.
That's not a bad week.
All right. Whatever will we talk about next week, Claire?
I don't know.
What say the will of fate? Here we go.
Yeah.
And formerly
Oh.
legit medical practices. Ooh, that's been a while. That'll be fun.
From Ellen.
From Ellen. What? That'll be fun. I'm here for that. I'm here for that. Well, sounds like next week will be another fun time here at the Brunch and
Yes.
Judge, where we talk
Yes.
about things that people used to do to feel better.
Yay.
Yay. Anyway, until then, you can find us in all the things and at all the places at.
Brunch and Judge.
Please follow, like, comment, subscribe. Of course, you can always watch us here on YouTube or listen to us as a podcast at any of your favorite podcast places. And you can send us some story ideas or any topics for our wheel to us at.
Brunchandjudge@gmail.com.
So until next time, keep on brunching.
And keep on judging.
Bye.
Bye.